Just like that, hour number one in the can. Welcome back, or good morning, or good afternoon. Good to be with you. It's a short week. We've got a lot to get done, so step it up. Bring it. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios in Southern California. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. I am Jim Rome. Nice to have you here. All right, so we were talking about the AFC last segment. Ross Tucker was on the program. I said, man, it's wide open, especially coming off this weekend. Who do you think is the team to beat? He said, well, nobody's playing better than the Patriots right now. I can't argue that point. In fact, we are joined right now by a defensive end with the Patriots. He is a Super Bowl champion. He had two quarterback hits in Thursday's win over Atlanta on the season, 32 tackles, six quarterback hits, three passes defensed, a couple of sacks, and a forced fumble this season. He was the 131st pick overall in 2017 out of Arkansas. The Pats are in first in the East. They're 7-4, and they've got a big one Sunday. They're at home against Tennessee. It is a CBS game. Dietrich Wise Jr. is my guest. Dietrich, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing today, Jim?
Good, dude. Good. Good to visit with you. So you're coming off that shutout in your last game. The team has won five straight. You woke up in first this morning. I got to ask you about that. Like, coming off a Thursday night game, it can be rough. But when you get that win and you get a shutout and you get a few extra days off, how good does that feel to have that extra time?
It definitely makes all the work that we put into the season thus far worth it. You know, it's a good feeling waking up in the morning and seeing that on the news.
I bet, right? So after the win over Atlanta, Kyle Van Noy was talking about having a, quote, 2-4 mindset. Like, on the one hand, that 2-4 start seems like ancient history. That feels like a long time ago. But do you still go to work and attack everything like a 2-4 team instead of a 7-4 team?
Most definitely. That's the mindset that we instilled in our mind. Even though for y'all it's ancient history, for us it's just yesterday. So we just lock out all the noise. Ignore the hype and just keep that mindset, stay hungry, and focus on the next week.
All right, so as a defense, you've given up 13 points in the last three games, 50 points overall in the last five. Again, from the outside, it seems like you guys are absolutely locked in and getting better by the game. How would you describe the feeling on the defense right now?
Well, you know, we're hungry. We're hungry to – we have a lot of guys on our team from Adrian – from AP to Matt Judon, Hightower, Van Noy, DG, Gotchow, Lawrence Guy, guys like that. We all play together. All of us are hungry to make plays, and we want to keep dominating week in, week out.
Dietrich Wise Jr. is joining us. That's a lot of quality. When you lay it out like that, you mention those guys by name, that's a lot of character, that's a lot of grit, that's a lot of quality. You mentioned Judon. Judon, I thought, had one of the best lines of the year when he said, quote, we kind of want to be a-holes on the field, but good guys off the field. I actually love that quote and that description. How do you as a defense show up and be a-holes on the field? Like, how can you be an a-hole without crossing the line?
Playing hard within the whistle, letting them know we're here to play. And like I said earlier, being dominating the person in front of you every single play until the whistle blown.
All right, so what about Judon? What has he brought to the defense in terms of productivity and also just attitude?
Like he said, he quoted his attitude and what he's bringing to the team and bringing to the game. He's been doing a great job rushing the passer, stopping the run, setting the edge, anything that coaches ask for him to do, he's doing it.
So you're talking about like toughness and physicality. I'm curious, easy to talk about scheme and execution, but sometimes does it just come down to being tougher and more physical than the other guy? In fact, how often is it just a matter of that, being tougher and more physical?
Well, that's every single play. Like we always say, coach is coach, play is play. So coaches, what they do all week, every day, 24/7, is write the game plan of X and O's. This is what we need to do. It's upon us to go out there on the field, take exactly what they give us, and execute it to the highest level. And that's what we do.
You know, when you talk about coaches, coach, and players play, I want to ask you about a coach, but not your head coach. I want to ask you about the head coach's kid, and I mean this sincerely. Like, I'm not clowning around at all. Like, Steve Belichick is getting a lot of run, and social media loves him, but, like, what's he like as a dude and a coach, and how much of an impact does he have on that D?
Well, you know, he's a great guy, awesome character, great personality. Him and Mayo, they kind of do a great job right now just implementing and explaining what they want out of their defense. And that's kind of what has been executed or taught so far.
I got you. What about the big man himself? This is now your fifth year with the Patriots and with Bill Belichick. I'm going to argue, and again, this is just me. What the hell do I know? But I'm going to argue it's one of the best coaching jobs I've ever seen this guy do, and that says a lot when you consider he's probably the best to ever do it. Has he done anything special or different this year, or is it just same as it ever was, and the stability and the consistency is what's the key?
Well, you know, he's the same person day in, day out. I don't think he's changed in the last 5 years or 65 years. He's been the same Bill. He does a great job of finding talent and does an awesome job of letting everybody know what the game plan is and what we need to do to execute each week.
Dietrich Weiss Jr. is joining me. You know, we were talking off camera. I was in New York for the NFL on CBS, and we were talking about how, like, when guys come back, like, they leave, but the guys who come back, man, they just know the Patriot way. They know the system. Mm-hmm. What's it like when you see guys come back that have gone away? Do they come back with a different perspective? Do they pick up right where they left off? Like, what's it like when guys do come back to the system?
Man, we always welcome them with open arms. Jamie, Kyle, Ted, guys like that who have came back to us, always let us know how different it is at other places, from the top to the bottom, from the left to the right. It's 100% different, completely different. But they always know where they stand with the team, and like they always know, like, hey, I have to come in, work, and produce, and that's exactly what they all do.
Hey, I'm really curious about that. Like, I would imagine that what you do, playing there and being in that system, well, look, playing anywhere in the NFL is not going to be easy. Nothing is easy. When those guys come back, like, do they appreciate it more, maybe? Because, like, when you're in it, it's a grind now. When they go elsewhere, when they come back, do they appreciate that grind even more?
Well, that I don't know. You have to ask one of them one day. But I only know what I see, and they always come back and give it their all.
I think that's fair. All right, so really quickly, I know you're on the other side of the ball, but you go up against quarterbacks, so you know what makes a quarterback special, what makes a quarterback different. All of that said, what is it about Mac Jones that makes him unique and special, especially at that young age?
Well, he's willing to learn. He does what coach asks him to do day in, day out, and he's hungry. We all can see it, and he goes out there every Sunday or Thursday, and does just that, give everything he got.
All right, so two really quick things. I know you're not looking beyond the next question, much less the next practice or the next game, but you have been on some really good teams. This team is a team that's on a roll right now. It's in first place. Does it feel like it's got a chance to not only win the division, but get into the postseason and make a deep run? Does it feel like any of the teams you've played on before?
Well, you know, we always knew we had something special back in August, back in June, doing OTAs and stuff. Even though everybody around us was talking about this and that and how we're this and that, when we was 2-4, and now that our record is 7-4 now, everybody's talking about what we could be. We don't really focus on that. We always focus on, like you say, the next game, the next play, and I feel like we can be as good as we want to be.
Dude, when you were 2-4, like, were you hearing that stuff? Were you reading that stuff, or do you just shut it down and block it out altogether?
Yeah, we always shut everything down. We ignore the noise just as much as we ignore the hype. It's all the same thing. So I know it's the same people that talk good about you be the same people that talk bad about you. So we always stay focused. Listen to our locker room leaders, and keep our nose down and keep grinding.
I got you. One last thought. This week you're going to face another really physical team in Tennessee, but obviously the offense is so much different without Derrick Henry. I know it's early in the week. What are your early thoughts about matching up with them without Derrick Henry?
Well, hey, I feel like they're coming off the game they had. I want to say they're going to be hungry and ready to go. So we're going to face the best Tennessee Titan thus far, and we're looking forward to facing them.
He is a Super Bowl champion. He's a defensive end with the Patriots. New England isn't first. They're 7-4. Dietrich Weiss Jr. is my guest. Dietrich, appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for doing that.
Hey, man. Thank you very much, man. Always a pleasure being here.
Great talking to you again. Thank you very much. All right. Always good to have a Pat on. Always good to have a Patriot on. And they're 7-4, and they look really good. And they're getting stronger as they go. All right, so your thoughts on that? 1-800-636-8669. 8-6. I've got a lot more NFL that I do want to get to, and I'm ripping through some reaction. Like I said, back-to-back interview. So now let me open up the phones for you. 1-800-636-8686. We are actually open in the way of interviews until 11:40. Wide open. Pick up the phone. Hit me up. What do you want to talk about? It is a short week. If you're thinking to yourself, yeah, Rome, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling any of these topics. Good. Hit me with your own topic. And don't be so passive. I don't have to do everything. I don't have to set the entire agenda here. If there's something you want to talk about that I'm not talking about or something you want to get off your chest, do it. Sean Tabor is in. He tweets, Senor Jaime Romero, bro. Straight up G. A monster effort. Congrats to you and Janet. War Jungle Racing. Sean in Colorado. Appreciate that, dude, very much. That was fun. Hey, horse racing is the most humbling game in the world. I have been to the top. I have been to the bottom. I've been stuck in the middle. What I've learned, and this is why I'm kind of talking about this, because some of you who know will be like, hey, congrats, dude. Your horse broke its maiden. Way to go. Way to go, tough guy. What I've learned about this sport, it is so hard to win. It is so hard to win. You enjoy any win you get. And this is coming from a guy who's experienced a couple of Breeders' Cup wins. This is anything but that. This is a maiden win. This is a cowbred maiden win. So this is not even against the toughest competition. Does not matter, man. Does not matter. You go to Del Mar, if you ever win any kind of race at Del Mar as a thoroughbred owner, man, that's as good as it gets. And then some of you on the East Coast will be like, really, Rome? You know what's better? Winning at Saratoga. To you, we all go round and round on that. Saratoga fans will always argue that they've got the best experience and the best track. It's gorgeous. I've been there. It's an amazing place. But I'm a California guy, yo. Del Mar, all day long, all damn day. Nothing better than winning at Del Mar. Santa Anita's close. But a win at Del Mar feels great. I was not there for it, but I was 40,000 feet up. Not only that, imagine me trying to watch that race and get video. You ever deal with video on Wi-Fi when you're 40,000 feet up? You ever try watching a game or something that matters? Or better yet, a horse race that lasts 1 minute that is buffering. Like you have no idea what's going on. Like, how did it end? How did it end? So I felt great. JJ Sportmo tweets, straight up G with a huge win. I want you to be talking about the big boy on the first Saturday in May. All right, this is what I'm saying. Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy. I'm not saying that about this horse. Now, I will say this. His dad, my partner, we had a few partners in his dad, Straight Fire. You all know about Straight Fire. You know why we named that horse Straight Fire? Because of Mike Tomlin. My partner, Jamie Roth, was in my head about it. I'm telling you, man, he could be there. He could be in the Derby. So with the father was a freak. James Kelly loved Straight Fire. I'm not talking about any first Saturday in May with Straight Up G. He's not that kind of animal, but he's good. And he's going to be fun if he stays sound. Understand what that was. That was a cowbred victory. What that means is he was running against other horses that were bred in California exclusively. In other words, it was not open competition. It was only against cowbreds. So the competition's not as good, but you're incentivized to breed and run in California. That's how they keep horses at home. So we did that. He's a cowbred horse. Now, he can run outside of California. He can run in open competition if he's good enough. We'll find out. But one thing at a time. But he did break his maiden, and he looked very good doing it. Now, the one thing you can say, the one comparison you can make, you have to ask yourself, all right, who did he beat? You know, what kind of quality did he beat? Fair question. There were some good horses, but fair question. But the one constant, the one universal was the time. He ran a really fast time. That is comparable. You can compare that to other horses in other classes, and it was a very good time. So, no, this is not a Derby horse, But one day at a time, man. It was fun. It was fun. Dear Jim, hey, babe. I want to do something special for you this Thanksgiving, so I had a story written about you. Signed, that caller who, no way, no how, definitely does not want to have S with you.
Eric in San Diego.
I am so glad you put me on. Your interviews are awesome. One minute you've got a guy who was an amputee SEAL, and the next minute you've got a guy who doesn't understand it's a joke about your daughter being in porn. I mean, what? You are Romy, and I'm not in love with you. I am just infatuated. And that is quite simply, oh, by the way, clones, you might want to look up the word infatuated. It doesn't mean that I want to have S with him.
Why did you run him, Alvin? That's one of those things where I don't want to armchair quarterback you, but that call was so great. Why would you run him? He didn't say the word sex. And for future reference, you can use that word on air, even in the middle of the day, even on CBS Sports Radio. Sex, 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 sex. Sex is undefeated. Sex is cool. Sex is fun. You can say that.
Sex with me.
I'm actually deeply infatuated with that call. I wanted to know how that was going to end. He's like, hey, clones. Infatuated means look it up. Romy, I don't want to have S with you, Romy. Why, you think you're better than me? Wait, you think I'm better? You think you're better than me, Eric? Am I not your type? What's up, man? Come on, dude. I take care of myself now. I'm in better shape now than I was pretty much ever. Well, except for this weekend. Coming off that New York bender. Prior to this weekend, Eric, I was in better shape than I've been since high school. Literally. Why? All part of that reinvention project. Well, you think you're better than me. I'm taking care of myself now. Let me tell you something, Broham. There are a lot of people that look at me, and the first thing that pops into their head is, I would like to have S with him. It's a hell of a lot of people that want to have S with me. Bad news, bro. You're lost. Because this freaking locomotive has left the station. The bullet train. There's a lot of people that look at me that want to have S with me. And nobody looks at Rit. Just kidding, Rit. Anyway, that's what Brett and Bugaha quote, sign that caller who no way, no how, definitely doesn't want to have S with you. I love that he couldn't articulate the word sex.
Sex with me.
Hey, Romy, that is 100% scheme, Brad.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
Signed, Matt Nagy. Losing a home game off a bye against a backup QB. Well said, Nick.
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
Nick in New York. Well said, Nick. That's a great line. That's in one sentence. He nailed that. Signed, Matt. Losing a home game off a bye against a backup QB. That's essentially what I said, scheme, but well said. Way to repeat what I said. We're both right. Dear Jim, James Kelly works 15 minutes a week. Freaking warrior. Signed, Ben Simmons. Well, Casey, if I'm being
Winthrop.
If I'm being empathetic, I might argue that Ben might have mental health issues. Now, Philly fan might argue bullcrap. There's nothing wrong with Ben other than he can't, quote, deal with the pressure or the heat and doesn't want to be here. I don't know. I don't know that that's the case. I don't know what this guy's dealing with. I really don't. I just know that if you want to call James Kelly out for his 15-minute work weeks, that's fine. But I would not compare him to Ben Simmons because we don't really know what's going through Simmons' mind and what he's dealing with. I know exactly what's going through Kelly's head. He works a 15-minute work week and tells me he's overworked.
There are no points for second place.
Jamie in Green Bay is in. Quote, anyone who makes a point of saying that they don't want to have S with you, definitely wants to have S with you. Yeah, I know, Jamie. I know this. You're right. You don't need to say what we already know.
I want to have S with him.
Right. Just as when somebody says, no offense, somebody is about to get offended. No disrespect intended, somebody is about to be disrespected. I don't want to have S with you. I really want to have S with you. We know these things. Tell me something I don't already know, Jamie. And one more as I go to break. Boy, I'm getting a lot of stuff from Wisconsin. My home away from home. Zach and Wisco quote, I don't want to have sex with you, okay? I want to have sex with you.
I don't fish on boats.
Hold
okay,
on, hold Matt? On, hold on, hold on. He signed it, different Eric, similar take. Quote, I don't want to have sex with you, okay? I want to have sex with you. Signed, different Eric, similar take.
I don't fish on boats, okay, Matt? I fish on a boat.
Yeah, Alvin, do it again.
I don't fish on boats.
I don't
want to
have sex with
okay,
you, okay, Matt? Rome?
Fish on a
my
boat.
Bad, do it again.
I don't fish
do it again.
On
do it again.
I don't fish
I don't
want to
have
boats,
sex with
okay,
you, okay,
Matt?
Jim? I want to have sex with you. Give me one more shot to nail it perfectly. One more time.
I don't fish
I don't
want to
have
boats,
sex with
okay,
you,
Matt?
Okay, Jim? I want to have sex with you. Here you go. Well done. He signed it, different Eric, similar take. All right, I'm way over, so let me get out very quickly. Now, you know I'm always looking out for you. Why don't we talk about the most creative sports betting app on the market, WynnBET. That's right, WynnBET. The luxury hoteliers are now in the digital sports betting space, and they are offering that same five-star service that you're accustomed to from Wynn Resorts, all in the form of a sports book and a casino app. So whether you're playing money lines and props for NFL Week 12 or totals and live betting for college football Week 13, WynnBET has you covered. All the biggest events are right here at WynnBET. And it gets better. WynnBET is now fully integrated with Wynn Rewards. It is the best loyalty program in the industry. See their site for all the details. Whether playing from your phone or your computer, you absolutely have got to sign up for WynnBET ASAP. Bet with the very best. Get into the game. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. You do have to be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Once again, short week. I'm not here either Thursday or Friday, so get to me. Let's do this. I've got jammed 5 days into three. 1-800-636-8686. Quickly, you also want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They are close. They are convenient. They are known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. From the professional parts people that you know you can trust, do you need gift ideas? Their holiday gift guide has something for everybody on your list at prices under $15, like a pair of Mechanics Wear black-coated winter gloves, a power torque, two-piece magnetic tool, holder bar, a slime digital tire gauge, and much more. Check out the holiday gift guide for great ideas at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or go to O'ReillyAuto.com. They even offer convenient options for you to get your order quickly. Purchase online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it to you curbside, or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door. Free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your parts and holiday gifts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. All right, so quickly, before I go to break, it's a short segment, but Mike D for three, quote, and I'm reading this as a quote, Braun, don't try to get me fired. I've seen the reports about you trying to get people fired from ESPN. I'm reading this as a quote. We've seen what can happen when I read some. Some of you clones have almost gotten me in trouble. In fact, you did get me in a little trouble recently, clones. But it did come out of my mouth, so I do have to own it. Mike D, 43, tweets. LeBron, cowardly elbowing a guy and then retreating is very on brand for the most physically gifted player ever and yet being the biggest bitch in the league. All right, so Bron. That's from at Mike D F or Mike D 43. You don't want to be calling up one of the suits in New York and saying, hey, yo, suit, Bron. Hey, Bron, I've never heard from you before. Yeah, you know, Rome, fire him. He called me, quote, the biggest bitch in the league. I did not. Did not, would not, have not, will never. It's not my deal. Now, Mike D for three did. So you should get a hold of his Twitter feed or his boss and get him fired. Dear LeBron, have you stopped beating Isaiah Stewart yet? Signed, David Stern. Oh, that's clever, Casey. Very clever. Yeah, that commission is no longer with us. And did me no favors with that bullcrap that day. Let's see, what else do we have here? This guy's actually on to my take. This guy's on to me, so I'm not going to read that. Yeah, I will. Hey, Rome. Such athleticism, breaking tackles, and agility has never been seen before in the sporting world. I'm talking up my guy Isaiah Stewart after LaFlop Kerriganed his face with that cheap shot elbow. The way he dodged and juked to get at number six would have made the great Barry Sanders proud. It's just a shame that LaFlop moved backwards faster than Napoleon out of Moscow. Cogs and Bugahaw. This is part of my take. A small part of my take. Actually, a pretty big part of my take. It's true, man. Guys were not wrapping up on this dude. He was doing anything and everything possible. My man was Gale Sayers, Jim Brown, and Barry Sanders all rolled into one, trying to get to pay dirt. My man was not happy. And there was not good form, and there was not good technique, and people were not wrapping up on this dude. As far as LeBron, I think these are all fair questions. Was it dirty? Was it cheap? Was it intentional? I'm not saying Bron is a dirty player. I'm not saying that. It was only his second ejection in like a 90-year career. However, you can do something dirty without being a dirty player. You can do something cheap if you get caught up in the moment and the frustration. I'm here to tell you, and I'll get into this more, but if a guy that big and that strong closes his fist and swings that fist, somebody's going to bleed. He may not, the intent may not have been to crack open dude's face, but that's what happened. And dude with the cracked open face was none too pleased. You asked Stewart if he thought it was dirty. I think we have our answer. I mean, is he still trying to get at Bron right now? Has he broken free yet? All right, so all of that's still ahead. You have your telephone number. Also still ahead, more thoughts on the NFL. What happened to the Cowboys? All these teams that got so much run and so much hype. And then where are they now? And how about those teams that have been left for dead? Kansas City was lying in a shallow grave. And now they may, in fact, be the team to beat in the AFC. Also, DJ Humphreys coming up next hour. First, here is a...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Robin just informed me. You're on. Hey, clones, not all beef jerky is the same. Oh, Trapper. With the original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered. All come in 4-ounce bags. You can sample different flavors and find out the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? Are you on tonight's game? What's the number you see? Who do you like? The Giants have certainly played better of late. Daniel Jones has played better of late. No, they're not going to beat Tampa Bay. Although, man, we've seen some weird things happen. Can they stay within the number? What number are you seeing? Are you on win bet? How are you playing tonight's game? I'm curious. I have not hit that thing yet. I haven't decided who I think is going to win that game against the spread. Big Head has not hit that yet. Again, Big Head is coming off a weekend where he went 1-4 and is owning none of it. I've never heard a guy make so many excuses. 1-800-636-8686. All right, quick phone call. And then I want to get back into the Lakers situation and LeBron and whether or not that was a dirty play, a cheap shot, or just one of those things. First up, though, let's go to Sacramento. Paul in Sacramento. Good to have you, Paul. How are you?
Pimp in the box. Top of the morning to you, buddy.
You too, dude. What's up?
Hey, man, listen, long-time listener, man. I've called a couple times, man, and the Funk Lord needs to check in with the Pimp in the Box every now and then, bro. So,
hey, well, bro, did you just say the Funk Lord?
Funk Lord, bro.
Oh,
Funk
hell
Lord.
Yes, bro, dude. Good gloss. How did you get that? What does that mean?
Listen, bro, that is an old moniker that me and some friends when we were younger kind of picked up because we were the cream of the crop in the neighborhood, bro. So,
Broham. Damn, Paul.
Like that, I don't like that call.
I mean this, dude.
Not a very good call.
I don't want to say that hurt me more than that hurt you, but that hurt me about as much as it hurt you. And the reason I say that, I feel like you're really pissed off at me right now. And I can understand it because you were coming at me with nothing but respect, dude. I feel it. I feel it, dude. I feel it. And I bet right now you're thinking like, are you kidding me? Rome just did me like that. I've been listening to him 20 years. I came up with Rome. I've always listened to him. And he did me like that. He disrespected me like that nationally. Bro, I actually sympathize with you. I can feel that you're pissed at me and you're no longer on the line. But if you came up with me and you've listened to me that long, you know self-glossing does not work on this show. Even if you were a cool dude, and I could tell you were. I don't know, man. If you're going to go third person, now what you didn't do, this was interesting. He did not correct me when I said Paul in Sacramento. He did not do that. However, it took him about 1 minute to go third person with his self-gloss. That's different. That's different. He went third person with the Funk Lord. I'm like, that's actually a pretty good handle. How did you get that? And then he laid it out, and then he was done. Yo, Paul? Bro, I hope you're not pissed. I hope you understand that it wasn't personal. Anybody who self-glosses gets run on this program. Now, if the jungle came up with Funk Lord and gave you that, then you can be the Funk Lord here. Or you can be the Funk Lord with you and your boys, but you can't be the Funk Lord here. You're still Paul. So I hate to do this, man. I really do. You especially. Most people, I think it's funny, and I don't care if I do it to them. You, I like. However, the standard is the standard, and standard over feelings. And my man, when you say me and my boys came up with this, you got a whole new set of boys now.
Levi the Trash Man.
Dice Man.
Loney Carter in Spokane.
The Axe.
Bighorn Falling Ball.
Jay Dizzle.
Manny Cheeseburger over here.
Chakala is Van City.
Lone Prophet.
The Grump.
The Grouch.
Moldoggy in NorCal.
The Duggler.
Zookeeper.
Roaster. Garbage Man, Brad.
The Cracker Jack.
G Money. Sexy Rexy from New Mexico.
The Red Dog.
Horse Monkey. Tree Frog.
G Money.
B Man. SD. Bow Down.
Z Man.
Titan Woman.
His Silly Rabbit.
Barracuda.
The Muscle Shark.
Denver John. The Horse Whisperer.
Main Man here.
The Bread Man.
Tony the Bartender.
Tombo.
Smokehouse.
Cabo yeah. Ed.
I'm a desert dog. They call me T-Rush.
Just the funk lord needs to check in with the pimp in the box.
That's not a good call.
No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. It's not a very good
even call. Worse or better, depending on your point of view, he's like, the funk lord needs to check in with the pimp in the box. Like, my man was coming from a place of respect. That wasn't just some knob or some jack wagon or some kook. With some lame handle. Like, I like that dude. I like the way he sounded. I like the way he handled himself. I like the handle. You just can't go with self-gloss on this show. That to me was the most painful self-gloss run job I think we've ever had. I think that did hurt me more than that hurt him. Yo, Funk Lord. Paul. Sorry, brother. Sorry about brother. That, man. I'm sorry about that. But the standard is the standard. Jamie in Green Bay is already in. He's like, hey, Paul in Sacramento, call back when you have a dog. You mean like Paul's dog? We already got one of those. Alex August III writes, dear Jim, James Kelly works 15 minutes a week. That's more than all of us combined. Sign the clones. All right, see, now you're making it worse. Now you're just trying way too hard. Don't try so hard. Don't try so hard. Try easier. It's one of the toughest things in sports. Try easier. I talk to Logs about that sometimes. I talk to Logs' bigger brother Jake about that a lot more. Man, you just get squeeze that bat into sawdust, yo. Try easier. Try easier. You clones need to try easier. In fact, you clones need to stop trying altogether. Just stop trying altogether. 1-800. All right, so now this guy's getting Ward now. Oh, wait a minute. Carlin Prescott. War the Funk Lord. Signed, Rick James. Hey, whatever it came from, that's fine. But if it didn't come from us, you don't get to go with it on air. Hey, Rome, we need to add the Chicken Man and his rooster to that. All right, so Alvin's take is that that's grandfathered in, that he beat it because it was not yet a law. It was legal. Okay, all right, no, okay, my bad. What Alvin is saying is that guy glossed himself on a day when we allowed it. Alvin, really quickly, find that. And by the way, the person who said we need to add that was none other than James Kelly. Hey, James, would you shut the hell up, man? Dude, it's bad enough that you went 1-4 with your picks last Friday and are owning none of it. It's bad enough that you work 15 minutes a day and are telling me you're overworked. Dude, stop blowing me up on my phone during the show when I'm trying to do the show, when you're acting like a clone, and you know the reason why he's not a part of that list. He's not a part of that list because it was allowable that day. This guy does not get to be a part of that fraternity. Orlando, hi, who's this?
Romy, they call me the Chicken Man.
Really, why?
I have been on a bit of a healthy kick as of late, and all I do is eat chicken for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I am practically bringing these poor fowls to the brink of extinction. Not to mention the fact that the chicks love me, and I have a big rooster.
Not to mention the fact that the chicks love me, and I have a big rooster. And that he's bringing these poor fowls to the brink of extinction. It may have been the best call ever, but he's not on the list because that was the one day that we did allow self-glossing. You know that, Head. You know that. Dude, stop telling me who to include and who not to include and start getting to work on next week's picks. I'm going to let 1-4 slide once. Once. I don't want to hear about how tough the game is, dog. I don't want to hear about how you're overworked when you work 15 minutes a week. I got something to tell you, Head. Pagok! The chicks do not love you, and pagok! It's the same reason that the Crystal Methodist is not a part of that group. The Crystal Methodist also self-glossed on a day when we allowed self-glossing.
Houston, hello. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is the Crystal Methodist.
Crystal Methodist. I like that.
How are you?
Good,
thank
good.
Thank you.
Where'd that come from?
Well, I used to sling meth in the parking lots of Methodist churches, and I found they were the best customers.
That's not a good call. No.
Not bad.
You get that?
Like
the Crystal Methodist. Where did you get that? I used to sling meth in Methodist church parking lots and found them to be the best customers. That guy's in the two hole right behind Chicken Man. But neither one of them go on record because they both were allowed to do it. All right. You know who's number three? And you might even argue that he's number two. And he'll never be number one because nobody's ever coming out on top of the Chicken Man. Pagok! Number three, of course, Slash in Brentwood.
Brentwood,
you'll never guess why he went with that gloss.
Brentwood, you're on the air. Hi, who is this?
Slash.
Slash? Why Slash?
Oh, Slash, because, well, before Cordell Stewart in 94... I sliced my wife and her boyfriend's neck.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like this. Didn't see that coming. Had no idea where Slash in Brentwood was going with that. Before Cordell Stewart, I slashed my wife and her girl for her boyfriend's necks. Slash in Brentwood. So there you go. Those three are not officially in the books as self-glossers who got run because I actually did allow it one day. Hour number three coming up. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk more about Braun and whether or not that was dirty and cheap and straight up G.